Mark chapter 13. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Master, look at what kind of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these large buildings? Not one stone will be left on another that won't be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign, when all these things shall be fulfilled?" And Jesus answering them began to say, "Be careful that no man deceives you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled, for such things must happen. But the end won't be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in various places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But be careful about yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you'll be beaten, and you'll be brought before rulers and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they lead you and deliver you up, don't think beforehand about what you'll say, and don't premeditate. But whatever is given you in that hour, say that, for it is not you that speaks, but the Holy Spirit. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, but and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation spoken about by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, nor enter into it to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again to get his garment. But woe to those who are with child, and to those who are breastfeeding babies in those days, and pray that your flight is not of the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation that God created to this time, nor shall be. And unless the Lord shortens those days, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if any man says to you, 'See, here is Christ,' or 'See, he is there,' don't believe him. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if possible, even the elect. Be careful. See, I have foretold you everything. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then they'll see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he'll send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of the earth to the farthest part of heaven. Now learn a parable from the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. Likewise, when you see these things happen, know that it's near, even at the door. Truly I say to you that this generation shall not pass until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But about that day and that hour knows no man, no, not the angels that are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Be careful, stay awake and pray, for you don't know when the time is. For the Son of Man is like a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to stay awake. Watch therefore, for you don't know when the master of the house is coming, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, so that coming suddenly he doesn't find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake.